Good morning. I'm Melissa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta on this Wednesday morning, the 11th of November, Veterans Day. Here's a look at some of the stories happening now in the news. The suspect in the Fort Hood shootings, Army Major Nidal Malik Hassan, is refusing to answer questions about that day. His attorney says Hassan is coherent but isn't talking about last week's attack. He's under guard in intensive care. Investigators are trying to figure out what provoked the attack. Again, today is Veterans Day, a day for honoring members of the military who have risked or sacrificed their lives fighting for their country. At 11 a.m. Eastern, there will be a tribute to the U.S. war dead at Arlington National Cemetery. President Obama will take part in a wreath laying at the Tomb of the Unknown and deliver remarks. The man behind the sniper attacks that terrorized the nation in 2002 said nothing before his execution last night. John Allen Muhammad died by lethal injection at 9:11 Eastern Time. He refused to make a final statement. Muhammad's accomplice, Lee Boyd Malvo, is serving a life prison term. 10 people died when the two went on a shooting spree back in 2002. Parents who were lucky enough to get their children vaccinated for H1N1 now have something else to be worried about: follow-up booster shots. Clinical trials have shown that kids 6 months through 9 years of age don't have adequate immune response to just one dose. Some doctors want children to receive a second dose of the vaccine 4 weeks after the first, but many clinics won't give out the second dose, opting to give one dose to as many children as possible. An amazing career for this young lady, Taylor Swift, grabbing her second straight Song of the Year award last night at the BMI Country Awards. She won for this song, Love Story. And she's up for Entertainer of the Year at tonight's Country Music Association Awards. One of the youngest to be ever up for that prestigious honor. Those are the headlines for you at this hour. Do stay with us here at CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.